Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
We have been spending a lot of time on resolutions this week. Yesterday was all about you folks that have been promising yourself that you're going to stop smoking. Like Jen Hobbies had the fight.
Oh, yeah. It's a constant battle. You win some, you lose some, and then, you know, you're trying to figure out what is it that's going to work. You know, is it going to be some of those prescriptions that you hear about and you see a lot of ads for right now? Is it going to be cold turkey, just willpower? But then yesterday we talked to Sean Wheeler, who's actually a hypnotist, and he's had a lot of success with his clients. So we talked to him about the benefits of hypnotism and how it can help you stop smoking or lose weight or anything, really.
And tomorrow we're going to talk more about losing weight, but a lot of you guys are fighting finances year after year after year. And you promise yourself this is the year that you're going to get out of debt, or this is the year that you're going to organize your financing. And you made that resolution in 1990 and it didn't work. Then 91 and 92, and here we are. You still can't get it down. So we've brought Wes Moss in from Money Matters on News Talk 750 WSB to help you guys out with that. How you doing, Wes?
Good morning. Great.
It's good
Thanks
to see
for having
you,
me. Yeah, good to see you.
Things are going well for you since the reality TV show.
Well, it's been a long time. I mean, 5 years from The Apprentice to now WSB, it's been kind of a long route, but a fun route.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you in that first Apprentice?
It was the first year, but it was the
second season.
Second season. Okay.
All right, so where do we even start? I think probably people are always feeling like they're in over their heads when it comes to debt. So if the New Year's resolution was, I'm getting myself out of debt this year, what is the first thing that I got to do?
I think so many people have resolutions in their head, but very, very few people actually write it down. And this is something that I've just been doing for just naturally since I think I was in college, is actually writing things down. I'll get confused about what I want to accomplish because I have so many things in my head. And the only way to get some clarity is to write it down. And there's so much power in the pen to actually get it on paper. There was this Harvard study that's a fascinating money story where they took this graduating class from Harvard Business School and they asked them if they had clearly written goals, defined written goals, and 84% of people didn't have them. These are Harvard Business School graduates. 13% had goals but didn't write them, and only 3% actually wrote them down. And they came back 10 years later and talked to these people about their careers. The 13% that actually had goals had double the income of the 84% that didn't.
Wow.
And the 3% that actually had written goals had 10 times the income of the rest of the 97%.
So all we have to do is write our goals down and go to Harvard.
If you can get into Harvard, right, it'd probably be a nice 1-2 combination.
All right, so you write it down and you're really committed, but you're insecure because you don't know how to start. So where's the very first place you got to go?
Okay, so I meet with a lot of individuals that have figured out a way to get to retirement with enough money that they can actually stop working. And that's a really hard thing for Americans to do. Mm-hmm. And they have a couple things in common. They all have a written budget, Okay. They all have never been a slave to debt, or they figured out a way to get out of debt, and they all love their careers. So first, let's start with the budget side of it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of easy websites and tools to get the budget started. There's mint.com, mm-hmm. which is really popular and very useful.
Jen's talked about that. She loves it.
I'm on that.
Yep. So yeah. Mint's very good. You can go to Quicken, and you can get free mm-hmm. things from Quicken, and that can help keep you keep track. But what I see actually is better, and this is what I do, is to keep it really simple and just do it on your own Excel spreadsheet or your own piece of paper. I have people that I meet with all the time that have lots of money. They have $1 million or more, and they don't have fancy programs. They literally can fit everything in their financial life on a piece of paper. And they'll write down the 15 things they spend money on. And that forces you to actually come up with and recognize everything you're spending your money on, as opposed to a program that says, hey, aren't you spending money here? Aren't you spending money here? So I think if you spend 30 minutes to write down your own budget, better if you can just go in and do it on Excel, is such an unbelievably powerful tool to keep your spending in check. And that is the key to all finances.
Well, what if it's too late for me? I didn't keep my spending in check, and now I'm in debt. So where am I going?
Okay, so you have to then figure out a way to first get out of debt. So people always think about you have to invest, you have to be an investor, but you can't do that until you're one, out of debt, mm-hmm. two, you've built your emergency fund. That emergency fund is 6 months to 12 months of cash. So we always hear about, oh, go ahead and start investing right away. Well, I don't think you really should be investing until you're one, out of debt, two, the emergency fund is built up. So in order to get out of debt, you need to list your credit cards. And I think that rather than even paying the highest interest rate first, just get rid of the smallest credit card balance, and then the next largest, and then the next largest, and work that down. And if it takes you 2, 3, 5 years, that's okay. But you have to get out from underwater before you can really start saving.
Okay, so I think that's good advice right there. Mm-hmm. So if you have a whole bunch of credit cards, you're saying attack the lesser ones first, the least amount first, and then attack the bigger ones.
Absolutely, because you can see your progress if you do it that way. You always hear about saying, well, wait a minute, why don't I pay the 12% credit card debt before the 10% credit card debt, right? Well, that makes financial sense, but you really wouldn't have $10,000 in credit card debt at 15% anyway if you were really doing the math to begin with.
Right. So, right. Math is not as important to you as seeing some sort of progress and chipping away at it. Right?
And that's exactly what I did when I was in my early 20s, coming out of college, mm-hmm. incurring a whole lot of expenses, not recognizing the difference between what you make and actually what you keep mm-hmm. after taxes. And that really helped me. And I remember it took a couple years to get out of debt. But it's very, very powerful to do that.
I think that it's about, I'm sorry, changing your spending too. Don't you think, like, we kind of have this mentality of I want it and I want it now. So that's how people get into credit card debt. So not only do they have to pay them off, but they have to change the way they think about it.
That's somewhat true. I think that we are a penny wise, pound foolish culture. Because you hear a lot about cutting back on little things. You always hear about the Starbucks coffee. You hear about spending too much money on a whole bunch of little things. And then you hear people that say that they are good budgeters, and they brown bag it to work, and they don't go to Starbucks. But then they have a $50,000 car. And I think you see a whole lot of that, or a $1.5 million house. But they scrimp on everything else. You have to really look at the big things, the penny wise versus pound foolish, in order to get your budget in line to begin with.
What do you do when somebody walks into your office and is upside down in their house because of home equity that was so available a couple years ago?
More than 25% of Americans are in that position. Mm. And what happens is that if you are underwater in a house, you either have to come to the table with money to close, to get out of it. You have to make up the difference out of your pocket. Or you have to just continue to pay your mortgage. And you become somewhat of a renter in your own home. However, it's okay. I think we need another cultural shift. I think that we've now recognized again is that houses are to live in, not to flip. Mm-hmm. And if you still like your house, who cares if you're 10% underwater? If your house is a $400,000 balance on the mortgage and it's worth $360,000, are you going to let it go back to the bank? No, you're going to keep paying it if you love your home and raise your family there. And eventually the housing market will come back and you won't be underwater. So unless you're just 50 or 60% underwater on a house, you really should continue to pay for it and live in the house like it was supposed to be lived in.
Here is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. You are on with Wes Moss. He is the host of Money Matters on Newstalk 750. What's going on?
I have a question. If you recently filed for bankruptcy, and as you know, on your credit report, it stays on there, or I don't know if you know, but it's on your credit report for 7 to 10 years.
Sure.
There are all kinds of avenues out there that say that they can help you repair your credit in a shorter period of time. Are any of those legit?
No, they're not. Most of the time you get sucked in to paying high upfront fees, and they really don't do a lot for you. To repair your FICO score is just a long slog, and it takes time. The only avenues you really can get help for getting your credit better is to go to Consumer Credit Counseling of Greater Atlanta, the nonprofit organization that'll help you do that. And it just takes time. Don't think that someone can promise you for more money to get further into debt that can actually get your FICO score.
We're completely out of debt now. We have no debt. That's the beauty about bankruptcy. We have no debt anymore.
Oh, well, you just want to get it off your credit report?
We need to start fixing our credit report. That's all I need to do.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to take some time, and you just want to make sure you don't get back into that same situation, and it'll get better and better year after year after year.
Do you recommend people getting consolidation loans?
I would only use that as a last resort. I mean, it used to be so easy to do consolidation loans using your house as the asset. Mm. You know, how many commercials did we used to hear a day about get out of debt? And what they were really pitching you on was pulling money out of your house, and they would do the refinancing. Those were really mortgage companies. That's how they made their money. Mm-hmm. And then Americans found themselves upside down in their houses. So I'm a believer of keeping it really simple, going back to just figuring out a way to list down all your credit card debts and saving enough so that you can put that extra $50 or $100 or $200 a month to paying them down naturally.
Wow. Here is Kelly. Hey, Kelly, today we're spending some... No, we're not. We're spending some time on just talking about if your resolution this year is just to get your finances in order and get out of debt. How do you do that?
Well, back to what that last caller said, bankruptcy doesn't just eliminate your debt. That follows you for a really long time, right?
Well,
I mean, she acted like, well, we went bankrupt, now we don't have any debt anymore. Woohoo! Well, that's not the case.
Well, for 10 years, I mean, it does eliminate your debt, but for 10 years, you have that on your credit report. There was a time, I think, where people, like after you got... did the bankruptcy, a year later, you could get money again because there was so much money available. I bet that's not the case anymore.
That was economically a culture of easy credit. So that as all the banks were trying to compete against each other, they each got more lackadaisical as years went on. So what happened is that the companies or corporations made money more and more readily available. Okay. So that even if you filed bankruptcy... one company would say you need to wait 5 years, and then somebody went to four, and then three, and then all of a sudden you could go bankrupt and still get a loan within 30 days.
Whoa.
That's changed, though.
Okay.
Completely changed.
Right.
In fact, I'm still seeing lending standards probably too tight or too heavy, and I think that's going to start relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Here's George. Good morning, George. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Oh, great. Good. Thank you.
Great. I have a question. I'm going to get laid off soon, and the company's giving me a bonus, a nice bonus. Upon leaving, my question is it smarter to pay off my car loan payment than what it is to pay off my credit card?
Well, it depends on the balance. What's the balance of the two, and what are the interest rates?
The balance on my car is about, I want to say, $18,000. Interest rate is at 4.99.
Okay.
The credit cards, if we put them both together, it's about the same thing. One's about $8,000, the other's about $10,000, and each one has a low interest rate of 1.99 and 3.99. 3.99.
How much do you have 6 months of cash in the bank already?
No.
So that if you do not, okay, so you do not. So then I wouldn't pay it off right now at all, because you need liquidity. You need some cushion. I call it this sleep well at night money that absolutely you can get to at any time.
I used to work with a radio guy who called it the FU fund.
Oh, yeah. So if you wanted to leave, you could say F you and take off?
Yeah, it's a good thing to have.
It absolutely is more than a financial tool. It's a peace of mind tool. Mm-hmm. And it not only will get you through a rough patch and a tough time, but it'll also, down the line, when you become an investor and you really start to invest in the markets over time, it makes you more patient because you know you have 6 months or a year of emergency money that you can get to at any time. So I would tell you, I would tell our caller to not pay anything off until you find a new job, then start paying off the debt, then start paying off the car.
Joy wanted to know, does it affect your FICO score to close accounts?
It does affect your FICO score to close accounts. So pay the balance down to zero and keep the card open.
Okay. All right, we could do this for hours, but we can't.
No kidding.
But Wes can, and he does. Actually, on 750. His show is called Money Matters on News Talk 750, and it's on when?
Sundays from 9 to 11 every Sunday morning.
There you go.
And if you ever need any relationship advice or something like that, then you can have the Burt Show
have
on
you
your
guys on.
Show on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, I'm not getting up Sunday morning to do his show. I'm sorry. Thank Wes. It's good to see you again.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
The Burt Show.